none, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The principle of Christ is obedience. The nature of Jesus Christ is obedience. Jesus obeys. He obeys unto death. I mean, you are asked to obey, you do everything you are told to do, and you know that in doing what you have been told to do, it is going to end up in your death, and you still go on obeying. That is the nature of Christ. Let's look at John chapter 8, verse 29. John chapter 8, verse 29. The Lord will enable us to see some things that by the time we finish, we will understand how serious the issue of obedience is. John chapter 8, verse 29. The Lord says, "And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him." Always. Consistently. 10 out of 10 times, Jesus Christ will do what pleases God. 10 out of 10 times. 24/7. I do always. Now, how many of us can say, "I do always"? Before we can start saying that we lack spiritual authority, before we start to complain that we don't have spiritual power, before we begin to complain that we bind devils, devils are not bound, how many of us can say, "I do always those things that are pleasing to God"? We don't. We select. Like Pastor Mary shared with us, selective perception. We select where we want to obey God. We select where we want to live our lives on our own. We select when we want to obey God. And then we are looking for spiritual power. Obedience is the nature of Christ. Same as holiness is the nature of God the Father. Now please note, you know there are three personalities in the Godhead. Yes, sir. Obedience is the nature of Christ. Holiness is the nature of God. If you want to be God the Father's friend, you must be holy. If you want to be a friend of Jesus Christ, you must be obedient. So, what is the presence of God and what is the way of God? These are things that we need to know. Glory is the presence of God. Righteousness is his way. Holiness is his nature. Whenever you get to the presence of the Almighty God, you will see glory. His way of doing things is righteousness. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. That is why the kingdom of God is not in meat and in drink, but righteousness. That is why seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Righteousness, everything God does, he does it in righteousness. That is his way. Some people's way is fraud. Some people's way is strife and discord. Some people, their way is violence. There are people, their way is cheating. Some, their way is telling lies. God's way is righteousness. Satan's way is deceit. Deceit, lies. Jesus calls him is a liar and the father of it. His way is lies. So you don't need to look for a child of the devil. Just identify a liar. He's a child of the devil. Anybody who tells lie, whether it is pink lie, whether it is white lie, whether it is official lie, or whether it is business lie, lie is lie. Satan is his father. Like Pastor Mary told us earlier, there are two principles operating in the universe. Two. Only two principles. The principle of obedience and the principle of rebellion. Those are the two principles that are in the universe. The moral standard, the way of doing things, at any particular moment of your life, you are either operating according to the principle of obedience or you are operating according to the principle of rebellion. There is no in between and there is no neutral ground. A lot of people alternate. They are in rebellion today, they are in obedience tomorrow. They are in rebellion when it suits them, they are in obedience when it favors them. People alternate. But you see, like we learned earlier, rebellion symbolizes Lucifer. Obedience symbolizes Jesus Christ. Whoever is in obedience, whoever operates according to the principle of obedience, will be a child of God. Now don't kid yourself that the guy is nice, he works in the office, he doesn't tell lies, he's a moralist. Whoever operates according to the principle of obedience will accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That is number one. Now, it is not a different thing to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and remain in that principle. Some people accept the Lord and yet return to the principle of rebellion. Which brings me to this vital point. Many Christians, in doctrine, they follow Jesus. But in principle, they follow Lucifer. I tell you that again. Many Christians, in doctrine, in teaching, they follow Jesus Christ. But when it comes to principle, the moral conduct, the basic laws by which they guide their life, they follow Lucifer. Now, God is not interested in your doctrine. He is interested in your principle. God is not interested in what you are saying. He is interested in what you are doing. Before what you are doing can be pleasing to God, you must first and foremost, your character must first and foremost be pleasing unto Him. Because that is the way He is. His character comes before His action. That's why He introduced Himself as I am. That I am. Not I do that I do. It's I am, not I do. The first thing is, who are you? That's the first thing God wants to know. Who are you? Whose principle are you following? The principle of Lucifer or the principle of Jesus Christ? So if you are a Christian and you are disobedient, then you are a child of the devil. Does not matter the church you attend, does not matter how many times you have been born again. It does not matter how many fasting, how many tongues you speak. You are a child of the devil. Because at the end of the day, it is your principle that you check in heaven. God is interested in obedience first and foremost. Like we saw in 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22. Right? We remember that. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Why? Because even in sacrifice, there is an element of self-will. You can decide what you want to sacrifice. And you can sacrifice without God telling you to sacrifice. You can sacrifice to show off. Right? You can sacrifice to gain reputation. You can sacrifice to please people. You can sacrifice to manipulate. So God is not interested in your sacrifice. He is interested in your obedience. Are you doing what God has told you to do? We'll stop here for today. We'll continue next Sunday by the grace of God. We will take it step by step without hurry. Each one of us, we need to check our lifestyle. Because after coming this far in Christianity, let it not be that we shall be like those who have tasted of the powers of the kingdom to come. They have been made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and then they now fall away. That one would be very, very, very painful. That somebody has come so close to eternal life. He has actually tasted of eternal life. He now returns to eternal destruction. And believe me, if we do not sort out this issue of obedience and rebellion in our Christian life, we are asking for trouble in eternity. A lot of people are falling away. A lot of Christians are falling away. I pray that we shall not join them.
Amen.
I pray that our obedience shall be absolute.
Amen.
That we shall begin to train ourselves to hear God and to do what He says. Whether it makes sense or it does not make sense. Because there is one law about spirituality that we must not forget. Something can be logical and yet it is not spiritual. And oftentimes what is spiritual is not logical. May God help us. Let's bow our heads this morning and pray for the discipline of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray for the discipline of the Holy Spirit. And say, Lord, discipline me. Lord, chastise me. Almighty God, deal with me until I attain perfect obedience. If I need to be flogged, Almighty God, flog me. Flog me, Lord. Deal with me. Discipline me. Until I am made perfect in obedience. Because it is only in obedience that there is life. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus for today. We bless your holy name. The entrance of your word gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. We pray that your word shall take root in our spirit. We pray that your word will bear fruit in our lives. We pray that your name alone shall be mightily glorified. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Let's rise for the benediction. And then we will have we will have a small meeting after we finish. Because